Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So I want to talk about pregnancy and diabetes, okay? If you're pregnant and you're a diabetic, there's several things you need to know. In fact, if you're pregnant and you're a pre-diabetic, or you're pregnant and you have insulin resistance, which is a lot more common. In fact, probably I would say 65% of women who are pregnant that are not diabetic usually have insulin resistance. This video is for you. First, let me just define insulin resistance. This is a condition where your body is not able to absorb insulin, which means that when insulin is triggered by carbohydrates, it doesn't seem to work that well. And then what happens is your body has to make more insulin than it needs, and that excess insulin creates a lot of problems. If you check the blood sugars, your blood sugars may be normal, okay, because of the excess amount of insulin that's being generated, keeping your blood sugars normal, but you have a big problem underneath the surface. You have high amounts of insulin. And this is the test that can be done to check that. It's called HOMA-IR. I would definitely get this test before you get pregnant because you want to know if you have insulin resistance because it creates a lot of problems. So if you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic or you have insulin resistance and you become pregnant, the insulin resistance part gets worse. Why? Because it's a survival mechanism. The fetus is going to demand more fuel, and so your body, as a protective mechanism, it's going to create insulin resistance on you. So it's going to be shunning to the baby. The problem is that if you have insulin resistance already going into this, things get worse and you may become a diabetic. And this is probably the reason why women get gestational diabetes during pregnancy. They already are going into this with insulin resistance. Now, if you're a diabetic and you're pregnant, the diabetes tends to get worse because of this fact right here. Now, the problem is the complications from you having blood sugar issues, whether it's insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, or diabetes, there's complications for the baby. One is that they're more likely to become a diabetic, more likely to become a stillbirth. And just being a diabetic, you may find that you're having a hard time being fertile in the first place. The baby might have a stunted growth, birth defects, preeclampsia. That's a combination of three things: high blood pressure, protein in the urine, and swelling in your hands and feet. Eclampsia is basically when you get seizures and a lot of other problems, like you're in a coma, you can even die from that. So these are three things that you need to be aware of right here. But that could be coming from the blood sugar issue. Now, the big problem of having insulin resistance, in addition to being a diabetic or being a pre-diabetic, is that your ability to absorb these nutrients is impaired, okay? You can't absorb nutrients. I'm talking about vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, magnesium, potassium, manganese, zinc, chromium, selenium, folate, B1, biotin. And these nutrients are essential to prevent these complications. So you have a double-edged sword. The insulin resistance is creating the inability for these vitamins to go in your body. And these deficiencies now are creating more insulin resistance. This is why if you're thinking about getting pregnant or you're already pregnant and you have insulin resistance, you better be taking these vitamins or eating food high in these nutrients. Vital, vital, vital to prevent these complications. In other words, the blood sugar issues, the insulin resistance, the diabetes severely depletes you of nutrients and you have complications. So if you're diabetic and you take these nutrients, these complications really diminish. All right, and the last question is, how do you know if you have insulin resistance? Well, you can get the test, HOMA-IR, or you can actually go by symptoms as well. Do you have belly fat? Do you have frequent urination at night? Do you find that when you eat, you're not satisfied after a meal? You need a little sweet after you eat, or you're tired after you eat lunch, or you have low blood sugar symptoms. Let's say you get irritable and you cannot go very long without a meal before becoming lightheaded or highly irritable. I mean, think about how many women have these symptoms when they're pregnant. The best place to start is well before you become pregnant. But if you're already pregnant, I would recommend getting on the healthy version of the ketogenic diet. As far as intermittent fasting goes, definitely do that before you're pregnant, but not while you're pregnant, okay, or you're breastfeeding. You want to make sure that we don't deprive you of basically foods that have these nutrients in them. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.